Hello and welcome once again to the School of Faith. So glad you're joining us, whether you're joining us on video, whether YouTube or Rumble, or you're joining us on the podcast. We're just excited that you're here today. And we are again looking into areas of faith. That's what School of Faith is all about. Recently, I taught a series here in the sanctuary at Word of Life, and it's called To See or Not to See. And I went into some areas that I don't think I've covered on the School of Faith. Now, we've had a lot of teaching on the School of Faith, but this is going to add to it. It's going to help you. It's going to bless you. So you can just look at the title of this particular session to know which number it is and where you're at in the order, but that'll be easy to figure out. You don't want to miss one of these sessions in the School of Faith. So let's go into the sanctuary right now and pick up the word. But then you got to that point where you believed it, you received it, and you acted on it. And when you did, what was on the other side in the realm of the Spirit, called salvation, called freedom from sin, called the peace and joy of God, it, when you believed, received, and acted on it, the faith of God in you caused that to come. God was just waiting. He was just waiting to do it for you. He wanted to do it. It was his will to do it. But how come it didn't happen before that? Because you didn't let it happen. You were involved in this thing. Amen? You needed to be at the scene of the crime, so to speak. Amen? Except for it wasn't a crime. You had to be at the scene of the blessing. If we're going to hand out free, you know, freebies for, you know, like gift cards for Applebee's. How many could use a gift card to Applebee's? Now y'all going, is he going to reach in his pocket? See, if I'm handing out gift cards to Applebee's, the only way you're going to go to Applebee's and eat on my dime is you have to be here. You have to come, and first of all, you got to believe that I'm going to do it. You have to believe that I'm not giving you a worthless plastic card. You have to come and receive it and thank me for it. Because you ain't thanking, I'm pulling it back. No, you need to have a thankful heart. But see, if I'm giving it out, you got to come get it. It's got to pass the boundary between me and you. Because as long as it's in my pocket, it ain't happening. You ain't getting no free meal at Applebee's. But if you'll come and get it, when I said, come and get it, and then you finally came, maybe you hesitate, maybe you're watching everybody else. Is he really mean this? You know, whenever I do an illustration, I start giving out money. The first couple people, it's a little slow. But then after that, I got lots of volunteers. I've done this in many places. I've done it over in Thailand. And the first person, getting that first student to come up and take, you know, the money, it's like pulling teeth. But as soon as everybody realizes, good God Almighty, he's giving away money. The next person is just a lot quicker. And then I go to do it again. And the third time, it's like everybody's ready to make a rush on the pulpit to come up, you know, and mob me for it almost, because they know I'm going to give it. The first one was a little hard because they didn't know. But as soon as they know, boy, they're coming to get it. But see, until you cross that barrier, that boundary, that difference between where I am and you are so that you can receive it, it's not doing you no good. It is the evidence, the proof of things not seen. Now, when I say not seen, what's the first thing you think of? Okay, I'll help you, because y'all kind of, is it a trick question? It is not a trick question. If I use the word see, what do you think of? Ah, there we go. You're not all asleep. Good. Eyes. When it says the evidence of things not seen, your eyes are your primary sensory perception. If you had to lose one or two of your senses, we got sight, smell, taste, hearing, feeling. I don't think there would be a one of you that say, I think the first one I'm going to get rid of is my sight. I think sight would be the last one you get rid of because it is the most important one. Amen? Okay. So I submit to you that I believe what he's talking about here when he says the evidence of things not seen, let me paraphrase it, not seen or contacted by the senses. Seen, your eyes represent your senses. Faith is the evidence of things not contacted by your senses. See, I grew up in church, and we used to have healing lines. You know, every once in a while, my dad was a pastor, and he would have, nobody taught us about faith. We didn't know about faith. We didn't know how it worked. We didn't know why. We didn't know how. We didn't know when. But my dad would do some things just because the Bible said to do them. And so he would have a healing line. He'd have people come up for healing, and he would have the bottle of oil. The only problem is we would pray these prayers that are evidence there's no faith involved. Lord, if it be thy will, heal them. You know what? None of them people got healed. None of them. But I remember people coming back, and, you know, somebody would come back from the healing line and come back and sit next to me. And I'd say, did you get healed? And they would say, I didn't feel nothing. Ah, okay. And both they and I were thinking the same thing. If you didn't feel it, you didn't get it. Boy, we were big on feelings. Man, if you could feel something. Oh, I feel the Lord. Oh, man, we all, I remember people talking about the Shekinah glory. Anybody ever hear someone talk about that? Where a mist came in the room. Now, I'm not saying that can't happen. It could. But let me tell you something. I've been in some thick presence of God, never saw a thing with the natural eyes. But let me tell you something. I knew God was in the house. Amen? I mean, the power of God was, whoo. I mean, I could barely stand. And a lot of people couldn't stand. They were down, left, and right, all over the place in the presence of God. Now, I didn't have to see something to know God was there. I didn't have to feel something to know God was there. See, the problem in the church I grew up in was we said, oh, I didn't feel anything. So we were judging whether or not we got something from God by what we felt, by the natural. Wait a minute. Where are those verses? Where are the verses that instruct us that you know you've received from God because you feel something? You can't find them because they're not there. No, but on the other hand, it does say faith is the evidence of things not seen, or I like to put not contacted by the senses. Why are they not contacted? Why is this not contacted by the senses? Because it's not in the natural world. People, if it's not in the natural world, you can't sense it. Let me give you a news flash. Your senses, your natural senses, sight, smell, taste, feel, hearing, your natural senses are for the natural world. Wow, that's deep. But you'd be amazed how many Christians try to use them to contact God. Yep. Oh, the Lord is in the place. How do you know? Oh, I got goosebumps going up and down my back. Oh, I got chill bumps. Oh. Well, now, if you get some goosebumps going up and down your back, enjoy it. But that's not how you know if God's here or not. Now, sometimes the presence of God can do some things that can overflow on your physical body. I've been so drunk in the spirit, I couldn't walk. I've been flat on the floor and couldn't get up. Thought it was really funny, too. Of course, most drunks think everything's funny. But I didn't go to what I felt to know what God was doing. I went to my spirit. Amen? So, if you're trying to contact what God said is yours before it manifests, and you're trying to use your senses, you're in trouble. Because faith is the evidence of things not seen. If it is not seen, that means it's not in this natural realm. But the fact that it says it is not seen means it is seen somewhere. If you can't see it here, it must be seen somewhere. Amen. Faith is the evidence, the proof of what you cannot see. Hallelujah. See, once you can see it, feel it, taste it, touch it, you don't need faith anymore. You got a manifestation. Praise God for that. But until you get the manifestation, you need to stay with it. You need to stay in faith. So faith is the evidence of things not seen. Now, Hebrews 11:1 in the Amplified reads this way. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Woo! I got to read that again. That's good. Amen? That is a mouthful. Now faith is, present tense, the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. Now, if I came out here tonight and I handed you a title deed, an Oregon title for a car or a truck, has your name on it. It's official. It's not a fake. It's a real one. And I hand you that title deed. Is that vehicle yours? Most assuredly it is. Now, the only question now, once you know it's yours, is where is it? And if I tell you it's in California, we need to call and get a transport truck and get that thing loaded on a truck and get it shipped up here. Amen? So we make the call. You got this car? Yeah, I got that car. VIN number, da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I got it. Okay. We want it shipped up here. Put it on the next truck up. Will do. It'll be up there. I don't know exactly when it'll be there. These trucks, we have to fill the truck with cars. You know, we have to get enough cars to fill the truck before we ship them up. Okay. So now, you don't know which day it's going to show up. But one thing you do know, it is yours, even though you don't see it. Maybe the only thing you got is a picture. Now, how many know a picture is not the same as the real McCoy? You can't get in the picture. You can't drive the picture. You can't make the picture go vroom, vroom, vroom. You can't step on the gas in the picture. But you look at the picture, and you know what it is. See? And when God gives you a promise, and when God gives you a revelation word, that's your picture. It gets painted in your spirit. Now, it's in you. It is yours. When you get a revelation, when you get a word from God, a promise from God that energizes your faith, that is the title deed. That is the evidence. It is not the thing. It is the evidence of the thing. It's yours. Now we just got to get it shipped. You don't know exactly which day it's going to show, but you know it's going to show. Amen? Why? Because it's yours. See, you got to get that settled in your heart. It's mine. Period. Whatever God said, whatever God promised. You know, God doesn't promise lightly. God doesn't promise like people do. And being fickle. And here one day and not the next. If I could just have in church everyone who said, I'll be there next service. If I could just have all them people come in tonight, man. This place would be jammed to the hilt. We wouldn't have room in the back room. Here, there, full. And we'd be jammed in the foyer, jammed up here, jammed there, jammed everywhere. Because people are fickle. I didn't say pickle, I said fickle. Don't you be one of those. Get it set in your heart and in your mind that if God has given you a word, God has given you a promise. That's what a word is. It's a promise. And it's got his stamp of approval on it. And it's your title deed. What do we read right here? Faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. If you don't have a title deed, you're not walking by faith. Let me back up and say that again. If you don't have a title deed, if you don't know that you know that you know it's yours, you can't walk by faith on that. You got to get a title deed. How do I get a title deed? You got to get a word from God. We're going to get to that later, all right? Okay. The confirmation, the title deed, of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. The conviction of their reality. The conviction of their reality. See, if I got a promise, if God has given me a revelation word in my heart that has energized my faith, I need to understand and I need to accept that. Oh, I don't have to, but I'm going to accept his word, believe it, and receive it and say, that is mine. And I am convicted in me of its reality. This thing is real. You might not be able to see it, and that doesn't make any sense to natural people, which is a whole lot of Christians. Most Christians run by their senses. And when you say, I've got something, and they go, where? I've got it here. I got the title deed. They look at you like, what? But you know, the people that are doing the what, they ain't getting nothing by faith. Amen? Don't get put off by the what? just smile at them and say, you'll see. You'll see. Amen? And then when you get a manifestation, go back to them and go, hey, what? It's not a what anymore. Look at this. The reason I got this is because it was in here first. And I had it first. It got shipped to me. And then if you say that, then they're going to go, UPS or FedEx? No, Spirit of God. Amen? The conviction of their reality. Now look what it says. It goes on. It says this, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. See, I like to put it this way. Faith is based on truth. The natural realm is based on facts. Faith is based on truth. Because if God told you something, it's true. God didn't tell you no lie. If God said you're healed, you're healed. End of story. It's true. And that's up to you to believe it and receive it. Regardless of what is going on in your body. And just begin to command your body. Body, you are healed. What? How do you know? Not by what you feel. The feelings are not there to confirm what God said. Feelings may confirm, but sometimes they don't. So don't get put off if your feelings, if what you feel is not lining up with what the promise is. Because as it says here, it says, faith perceiving as real, and I'll say truth, what is not revealed to the senses. See, truth cannot change. Facts in the natural realm do change. And that's why we're walking by faith. Because faith is how you take the substance from the realm of the spirit and change what is going on in the natural. How do you think Jesus stopped the storm and the waves? Kept that boat from sinking. How do you think Jesus walked on the water? He took what God told him and put it to work, grabbing the power of God out of the realm of the spirit, and it manifested in the natural. How do you think we lay hands on the sick and see him recover? You're going to have to believe something that you got in your spirit, because you can't see it to start with. If you got to see it to believe it, you will never believe it and you'll never have it. Not God's way. Another translation says, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the title deed of things hoped for, the proof of things which are not being seen. So faith, if I can put it this way, faith is the sensory mechanism of your spirit. Faith, the faith of God in you, is how you can see into the realm of the spirit and know what is there. Wow. See, whenever God speaks a word in you, it paints a picture. It imports a photo, for lack of a better term. We all use computers and smartphones, and we're running pictures back and forth from this device to that device, and you send pictures off to get them redone and blown up and framed and everything else online. And see, when you get a word, it paints a picture in you. You've never got a word from God that showed you broke down, busted, disgusted, discouraged, in despair, and defeat. You've never gotten a word like that. Never. Why? God doesn't have any. What God's going to give you is going to be a picture of you healed, a picture of you whole, picture of you blessed, picture of you with more than enough, a picture. Come on. Now, God gives you a word which contains the picture. It's up to you and me to receive it, believe it, and act on it, and know I can see what's in the realm of the spirit. See, I already see our hangar built. I see it. I see in this realm of spirit just as plain as day to me. It is a done deal. Well, how are you going to do that? It's not up to me to do that. It's up to me to believe it. God will provide to get it done. Amen? Now, I had no idea it was going to take this long. I didn't know about the obstacles that we were going to run into along the way, because there has been some resistance. Oh, yes. But doesn't change what God said. If God said build a hangar, then bless God, we build the hangar. And it'll be done. It will be done because it's already done. Amen? See, make sure which realm you're talking about here. If you're talking about the natural realm, you say, yeah, we got work to do. You're talking about the realm of the spirit, it's a done deal. Amen? See, faith is how you look into the realm of the spirit and see what God has already provided. Amen? Amen.